Coming up right now is The Space Show. Welcome to The Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. Welcome to our Blue Moon Special, introduced by Australian guitarist Tommy Emmanuel. Yes, and don't hesitate to go outside and look at the blue moon. Okay, it's not blue, but the moon is at perigee, the closest point to the Earth, and it's a full moon. And that means it's a supermoon, because the moon looks about 7% bigger than usual, and certainly looks a lot brighter being closer to us. And the blue part? Well, that's because it's the second full moon of the month. Yes, we had one in the early August, and it's now a full moon again. So the second full moon in a month is called a blue moon. So here in Melbourne, you should be able to see that full moon. I've been looking at it several times this evening already, and in the gaps between the clouds that we have here in Melbourne right now. But yes, it's easily visible. Right, well, let's move on. What else is on the show? Well, Indians dance with joy as Vikram lands successfully on the moon's southern hemisphere, and we visit Arnhem Space Center with NASA to learn why they have launched sounding rockets from the Northern Territory.
Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke, the 10th man to walk on the moon, and you got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. This is The Space Show, Australia, on 88.3 Southern FM.
Last Wednesday evening, we here at The Space Show were turning blue as we followed the descent of the Vikram lander towards the southern hemisphere of the moon. Fortunately, we were not so blue that we forgot to record the action coming across our live feed from the Indian Space Research Organisation's Telemetry Tracking and Command Network at Peenya in Bengaluru. First, the welcome.
A very good evening to all of you. We at ISRO welcome you to the live coverage of India's prestigious Chandrayaan-3 mission's landing event on the lunar surface. From Mission Operation Complex at ISRO's Telemetry Tracking and Command Network, ISTRAC, situated in Namma Bengaluru, Karnataka. I, Arushi Seth, and my colleague, Dr. Padamdeo Mishra, are your hosts for the evening and shall accompany you on the journey of the landing event from powered descent start to touchdown. Today, we shall be witnessing the final phase of the critical and most technologically challenging mission operations of Chandrayaan-3, wherein the lander module will be making a safe and soft landing on the surface of the moon. These display screens show the countdown to the power descent start, as well as the path that will be followed by the lander module. We are 18 minutes away from the commencement of power descent. India is at the brink of creating history as we all await with bated breath to witness the landing on Moon's south polar region.
The Vikram lander had been carried into lunar orbit by the Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft. Vikram's rocket engines had two tasks. First, to null out Vikram's horizontal orbital velocity. Second, to lower the lander slowly to the surface against the lunar gravitational field strength of 1.6 meters per second squared.
अभी आपने मिश्रा जी के द्वारा सुना इसरो के अब तक के लूनर मिशंस का विवरण। अब चलते हैं टुवर्ड्स चंद्रयान 3, द फॉलोअप मिशन ऑफ चंद्रयान 2, व्हिच हैज बीन डिजाइन्ड टू अकॉम्प्लिश आवर मिशन गोल्स। द प्राइमरी ऑब्जेक्टिव ऑफ चंद्रयान 3 मिशन is the demonstration of safe and soft landing on the lunar surface. This demonstration is a critical aspect for ISRO's future interplanetary missions. In addition to this, the mission objectives also include demonstration of roving capability and conduction of in-situ scientific experiments on Moon's surface. Carried on the shoulders of India's heaviest rocket, LVM-3, on the 14th of July, Chandrayaan-3 was placed in the precise elliptic parking orbit of size 170 by 36,500 kilometers. ISRO, in its mission plan of following the incremental trajectory approach, carried a total of 5 earthbound maneuvers. The fifth apogee-raising maneuver, which took place on the 25th of July, placed the spacecraft in an orbit of 250 by 1,27,000 kilometers. At the early hours of 1st August, the translunar injection was carried out, after which the composite module began the final leg of its long journey of nearly 384,000 kilometers for its rendezvous with the Moon. The TLI was a key step in the mission, enabling the spacecraft to escape Earth's gravitational pull and travel to the Moon. An orbit of 288 by 369,328 kilometers was achieved at the end of the translunar injection.
Our commentator explained the planned landing procedure.
We have arrived at the crucial juncture wherein the orbit plane contains the desired landing site at the start of powered descent. We are also happy to announce that live images from the Chandrayaan-3 lander imager camera is being received continuously. The demonstration of soft landing on the Moon's surface is no ordinary feat due to the innumerable challenges and complexities involved. The lander velocity has to be killed from nearly 6,048 kilometers per hour without any aid from the thin and tenuous Moon's atmosphere. The lunar dust at the time of landing and the craters and boulders scattered over the Moon's surface make it further complicated to achieve this. The new and improved Chandrayaan-3 design has been built after envisaging all the scenarios which the lander module can encounter. With several software improvements, provision for full-level redundancies, a plethora of special tests, namely the integrated hot test, integrated cold test, and lander leg drop tests were carried out for the lander module. The success of these tests has provided great confidence in the performance of all the onboard sensors, propulsion system, and associated guidance, control, and navigation algorithms. The key findings during the tests have enabled to improve the overall system performance. The largely unexplored South Pole of the Moon has been chosen as the intended landing site since there is a possibility of finding ice and other minerals which would be vital resources for future explorers. Apart from continuing investigations pioneered by Chandrayaan-1 and Chandrayaan-2, the Chandrayaan-3 mission will also provide invaluable data to the science community around the world.
The Chandrayaan-3 orbiter, the Vikram lander, and the Pragyan rover all had scientific instruments.
Apart from the sensors, Chandrayaan-3 is equipped with a suite of sophisticated payload instruments. While Chandrayaan-1 and Chandrayaan-2 orbiter have provided abundant remote sensing data of Moon, equally important are the on-site localized measurements that provide ground truths. Lander and rover have payloads which are completely new and will perform in-situ analysis of lunar surface. The two spectroscopes on rover, APXS and LIBS, will actively measure the surface elemental abundances at the landing location and surrounding area. The lander carries a seismometer ILSA that can sense impact events and lunar quakes. The thermal probe CHAST will measure the temperature profile and thermal conductivity of Moon's regolith. The Rambha payload will carry out lunar ionosphere studies, while the laser retroreflector array shall be a passive location indicator for future spacecraft equipped with laser altimeter. The propulsion module has not been left behind, and an experimental shape payload has been added to it as a value addition. It will help in understanding the nature and characteristics of water-rich planets and will also aid in the future study of potentially habitable exoplanets.
Excitement in the crowded mission control room grew as the time to begin the slowing of Vikram approached.
We are minutes away from the start of powered descent. The entire powered descent shall be carried out by the onboard autonomous landing sequencer, or ALS, which is a series of instructions preloaded to the lander module. These instructions include the commands to be executed, data to be collected and analyzed, and decisions to be made and executed autonomously throughout the powered descent.
Soon the telemetered data showed that all was ready for the first phase of the descent.
We have continuous flow of lander telemetry data from ISRO's Deep Space Network, IDSN-32, located in Belalu, Bengaluru. The data is being acquired real-time by station and is flown to the Mission Operation Complex through our communication links. In addition to it, we also have support from ESA and JPL DSN stations. There will be no ground intervention once the ALS takes charge. The preparation for today's event had started 48 hours before, wherein various pre-selections and uplinking of parameters for the autonomous landing sequence were carried out. The whole descent is divided into four phases: the rough braking phase, the attitude hold phase, fine braking phase, and the local navigation phase, or the terminal descent phase.
One further explanation of the phases of the descent.
During the rough braking phase, the lander velocity shall be brought down from 1,680 meters per second to 358 meters per second. The altitude will be brought down from 30 kilometers to 7.4 kilometers at the end of rough braking.
And tension rose as the technicians monitored how Vikram was progressing through its pre-programmed preparations for its powered descent.
The scientists here at ISTRAC are glued to their systems, analyzing all sorts of complex data. We are very close to the powered descent, to the start of the powered descent phase.
And most of the people in the mission control room appeared to have nothing to do but observe and cheer, which they did when Vikram's descent rockets ignited.
The pivotal powered descent has begun, and the lander module is propelling towards the moon's surface along the intended trajectory.
जी हाँ, अब हम अब देख सकते हैं रफ ब्रेकिंग फेज की शुरुआत हो चुकी है.
During this rough braking phase, the lander velocity shall be brought down from 1,680 meters per second to 358 meters per second. The altitude will be brought down from 30 kilometers to 7.4 kilometers at the end of rough braking. All this in the duration of 690 seconds or 11.5 minutes. Currently, the laser inertial reference and accelerometer package, LIRAP, is aiding in the navigation.
At this point, Vikram was horizontal with its engines firing against the direction of orbital motion.
The altitude of the lander module will reduce from 7.4 kilometers to 6.8 kilometers during the next phase, which is going to be the attitude hold phase. We can currently see that the altitude of the lander module is nearly 31 kilometers.
The ISRO commentator reminded us that Vikram was descending autonomously. The dozens of technicians and engineers at the consoles were closely monitoring telemetry, but could not intervene if something went wrong.
The mission operations team is analyzing the data. We can all see the seriousness and the concentration with which each and every parameter of the lander module is being analyzed. The performance so far seems to be nominal. During the entire descent, there is no ground intervention as the ALS has taken charge. The preparation for today's event had started nearly 48 hours before, wherein various pre-selections and uplinking of parameters were done. We can see that the vertical velocity of the lander module has been brought down. It is continuously coming down. And the ALS had already been initiated 1 hour before the scheduled time of the power descent start. Following this, the throttleable engine electronics module, the TECM, was switched on and lander was oriented to the favorable attitude. आप स्क्रीन पर ये भी देख सकते हैं चंद्रयान 3 लैंडर इमेजर डिस्प्ले द लैंडर इमेजर इज कंटिन्यूअसली टेकिंग फोटोग्राफ्स ऑफ द मून सरफेस एंड दैट इज ऑल्सो बीइंग स्ट्रीम्ड हियर करेंटली द हॉरिजॉन्टल वेलोसिटी हैज बीन ब्रॉट डाउन एंड द डिस्टेंस ट्रेवल्ड इज 574 किलोमीटर्स द करंट ऑल्टीट्यूड इज 27 किलोमीटर्स.
Midway through the 11.5-minute braking phase, this report.
The next phase after the rough braking phase is the attitude hold phase, which will be for a duration of nearly 10 seconds. The lander will be oriented such that both the altimeters will be looking exactly towards the moon's surface. At the end of this attitude hold phase, height measurement update to navigation system will be given from the laser and car band altimeters. Currently, we are in the middle of the rough braking phase.
Near the end of the braking phase, the rocket retrofiring reduced thrust and the fine braking phase began.
After the rough braking and the attitude hold phase, we shall be having the fine braking phase, which will continue for nearly 3 minutes. The whole phase is being driven by the autonomous landing sequencer and there is no intervention from ground. Yes, we are privileged to have with us Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi ji, who has joined us from South Africa's Johannesburg to encourage us. We can hear from the mission operations team that the sensors are performing nominally. And we are currently in the midst of the fine braking phase, which is going to continue for 3 minutes. And the altitude is going to be reduced to nearly 800 meters at the end of this phase.
With its horizontal velocity now zero, Vikram reoriented from its horizontal attitude to a vertical one. The struggle was no longer with orbital motion. It was now against the lunar gravity. If Vikram's engines failed at any time henceforth, Vikram would plummet to the surface with an acceleration of 1.6 meters per second per second.
We are nearing the final phase of the power descent, which is going to be the vertical descent phase or the local navigation phase.
Ji haan, ab hum fine braking phase ke ekdam kareeb aa chuke hain. Aap taaliyon ke gadgadahat se sun sakte hain ki हम लोगों ने तीसरे चरण को भी बहुत ही सफलतापूर्वक हासिल कर लिया है और अभी हम वर्टिकल डिसेंट फेज में आ चुके हैं जिसकी शुरुआत भी बहुत ही अच्छे ढंग से हो चुकी है.
Lot of applause indicates that till now the performance has been nominal. We are in the vertical descent phase 1. The altitude is being brought down from 800 meters and we are nearing and approaching the lunar surface. We are above the landing site. The horizontal as well as the vertical velocity is now being constantly reduced. And the lander module has begun its descent towards the landing site.
It was at this point that Vikram's predecessor from the Chandrayaan-2 mission had failed. The tension in Penya was palpable. We hear at the space show were turning blue. Vikram hovered, searching autonomously for a rock-free landing site, then began its final descent.
We are approaching the vertical descent phase 2, which will have the lander module hovering at nearly 150 meters above the lunar surface. The sensors that are updating at this point are providing confirmation of the safety of the landing site.
As expected, the retargeting is going on, and this is a very good signature for the lander.
Currently, only two engines are now being fired, and we are nearly at zero velocity, vertical and horizontal. We were hovering, and now we are approaching the moon's surface. We can see the Honorable Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi ji, who is here to encourage us, and he is critically looking at the visuals.
When touchdown occurred, most people cheered, some danced with joy, and everyone had smiles.
जी हाँ, आप अपनी स्क्रीन पे देख सकते हैं कि हम लैंडर मॉड्यूल.
People are applauding. Let us all wait to hear from the Secretary Department of Space and Chairman ISRO, Sri S. Somnath.
लैंडर मॉड्यूल पूरी तरह से सेफली और सॉफ्टली चंद्रमा के सतह पे लैंड हो चुका है. ये हम लोगों के लिए बहुत ही गर्व की बात है. हिंदी में एक कहावत है कि चंदा मामा दूर के, लेकिन अब हम ये कह सकते हैं कि चंदा मामा अपने घर के.
बहुत ही उम्दा. The hard work of the entire ISRO community has come to fruition.
Almost immediately, Prime Minister Modi, who was visiting South Africa, reminded us of Neil Armstrong's "We Came in Peace for All Mankind."
India is now on the moon. On this joyous occasion, I would like to address all the people of the world, the people of every country and region. India's successful moon mission is not just India's alone. This is a year in which the world is witnessing India's G20 presidency. Our approach of one earth, one family, one future is resonating across the globe. This human-centric approach that we present and that we represent had been welcomed universally. Our moon mission is also based on the same human-centric approach. Therefore, this success belongs to all of humanity, and it will help moon missions by other countries in the future. I am confident that all countries in the world, including those from the global south, are capable of achieving such feats. We can all aspire for the moon and beyond.
The team leader of the Chandrayaan-3 mission spoke of future Indian space endeavors.
Inspiring for any of us in the future. So as the Honorable Prime Minister mentioned, we will be now looking at putting the man in space, putting a spacecraft around Venus and landing a craft in Mars. Work on all these activities are going on for few years. And this success today will inspire us and will spur us to take those efforts even more strongly, so that we will make our country proud again and again and again.
Several hours after Vikram landed, the small Pragyan rover rolled down a ramp and onto the lunar surface.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
And this is our Blue Moon, Super Moon, Space Show Special.
The Moon, by Lillian M. Fisher. The moon has no light of its own. It's cold and dark and dead as stone, but it catches light from the burning sun and shows itself when each day is done.
On last week's The Space Show, we covered the launch of Luna 25 and its unfortunate end. Well, the launch was covered by Russia Today, a TV channel, and Roscosmos with a 90-minute broadcast that began with a children's choir.
Полночный безоблачный час распахивает небо, сверкающие недра для зорких и радостных глаз. Сокровища вселенной мерцают, словно дышат, звенит потихоньку зенит. Есть такие люди, они прекрасно слышат, как звезда звездою говорит.
Здравствуй!
Здравствуй!
Сияешь?
Сияю!
Который час?
Uma Tu-Arman is a Russian pop rock band that has been active since 2003. The band's name is a play on the name of actress Uma Thurman, who is a favourite of the band leaders. Last year, they teamed up with cosmonaut Sergei Korsakov, who was then living aboard the International Space Station, to record the song Stars. Now, here is a translation of that song.
Stars. Don't look up. The stars are there. They will pull you like a magnet. Forever they will fall into your soul and stay there forever. Don't look. It's not too late. You just stay friends connected, coldly, connected, scary. Stars need their own person to look at them with love and dream, would name them part of the heroes and would compare along them my way. Three would check your path on them, and one day I will call my heart. I would soar above the clouds and I would take one with me. I would give it to someone who knows. What if the stars count? Don't close your eyes. Who knows the author? Not look out the window. There is a wind. It will make your soul worry. I think it will blow it away into the clouds and show you from a height the swimmer that has not yet been discovered, so that one day I will call my heart. It would be better to argue with the clouds and bring a star to your knees, the one that is not dearer. The stars count. Don't lower your eyes. Who knows what's true?
At the end of the Russia Today and Roscosmos broadcast of the launch of Luna 25, Uma Tu Arman reprised the song Stars.
Смотрите наверх, там звезды вас магнитом к себе потянут, навсегда западут вам в душу и останутся там навек. Не смотрите, еще не поздно вам остаться просто друзьями. Звездам холодно, звездам страшно, звездам нужен свой человек, чтоб смотрел бы на них с любовью, прикоснуться мечтал руками, называл бы их в честь героев и сверял бы по ним свой путь. И однажды по зову сердца воспарил бы над облаками и, забрав бы одну с собою, подарил бы кому-нибудь. Не опускай рук, не закрывай глаз. Кто знает, а вдруг звезды считают нас. Не опускай рук, не закрывай глаз. Кто знает, а вдруг считают нас. Не опускай рук, не закрывай глаз. Кто знает, а вдруг звезды считают нас. Не опускай рук, не закрывай глаз. Кто знает, считаю. Не опускай рук, не закрывай глаз. Кто знает, а вдруг звезды считают нас. Не опускай рук, не закрывай глаз. Кто знает, а вдруг звезды считают нас.
Well, Luna 25 crashed on the moon and it is now scattered in small pieces across the lunar surface. Jane Yolen has written an apology to the moon for the litter that humans have left there. This is her letter to the moon.
Letter to the Moon by Jane Yolen. Dear old moon, your new moon face has human footprints every place. The astronauts did not take care and walked upon you everywhere. But worse, they left behind a mess that surely causes you distress. forgive us, Moon. Please keep your glow. With love, from all of us below.
Now, India is not the only country to have a rover on the moon. The Chinese have placed two rovers there. One is called Yutu, Y-U-T-U, and Yutu 2. So here's a poem about the first of the two rovers. Yutu by Stuart Atkinson. Looking more like the missing link between spirit and sojourner than a binkying rabbit carved from jade, brave little Yutu sits silently on the moon tonight, a sculpture of silver and gold in the middle of the rainbow sea, tiny beneath an ebony sky, her wall-e eyes staring blindly at Earth, a black hole dusted with city lights in a cloud of twinkling satellites. Perhaps she comes alive during the long lunar nights, unfolding like a transformer, loping up and down slopes, kicking up dust, rushing between craters, hopping gleefully from rock to rock, only to lock everything in place again as soon as the sun returns.
Test, test. Hello, my name is Tom Marshburn, and I'm an astronaut living and working aboard the International Space Station. This is a spacecraft about the size of a five-bedroom house, orbiting 250 miles high, traveling 17,500 miles per hour around the Earth, so fast that we circle the Earth every 90 minutes. Still, we're close enough to be seen from Earth, and we look like a bright star moving across the sky. We get to see spectacular views of the Earth, but we also love to gaze at the beauty of the Moon and our universe. I'm excited today to read a book that has inspired kids on Earth about our moon and encouraged them to explore the world around them for 75 years. Good Night Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. Pictures by Clement Hurd. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on chairs, and two little kittens and a pair of mittens, and a little toy house, and a young mouse, and a comb and a brush, and a bowl full of mush, and a quiet old lady who is whispering, hush. Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Good night, light in the red balloon. Good night, bears, and good night, chairs. Good night, kittens, and good night, mittens. Good night, clocks, and good night, socks. Good night, little house, and good night, mouse. Good night, comb, and good night, brush. Good night, nobody. Good night, mush. And good night to the little old lady whispering, hush. Good night, stars, good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere. I'm Tom Marshburn.
And we thank Mr. Marshburn for that. And now we're going to have, hopefully if I can get it queued up right, a poem written by Thomas Hardy. And it's read by Richard Burton.
Close up the casement, draw the blind, shut out that stealing moon. She wears too much the guise she wore before our lutes were strewn with years' deep dust and names we read on a white stone were hewn. Step not forth on the dew-dashed lawn to view the lady's chair, immense Orion's glittering form, the less and greater bear. Stay in. To such sights we were drawn when faded ones were fair. Brush not the bow for midnight scents that come forth lingeringly and wake the same sweet sentiments they breathe to you and me when living seemed a laugh and love all it was said to be. Within the common lamplit room, prison my eyes and thought, Let dingy details crudely loom, mechanic speech be wrought. Too fragrant was life's early bloom, too tart the fruit it brought.
Thank you, Richard Burton. And please don't shut out the moon. It's safe to go outside and look at it with binoculars or the naked eye or a telescope. Yes, it's a supermoon tonight, a blue supermoon. Blue because it's the second full moon of the month, and a supermoon because the moon is at perigee, that is closest to the Earth, and therefore the moon looks a little bit bigger and certainly a lot brighter than usual. So don't be discouraged if at first you go out there and it's a bit cloudy. Clouds are moving past here in Melbourne, so you should be able to see the blue supermoon.
88.3 Southern FM.
Bomb a 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 dang a dang dang a ding a dong.
Blue moon, blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
And don't forget, go outside and have a look at the blue moon. It won't actually be blue, it's the usual colour, but it's brighter and bigger than usual. This has been The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie.